It's time for this week's eliminated contestant from MasterChef Canada. We've got Kagan on the line with us. You were one of the contestants right out of the gate. You kind of made some enemies. You found yourself in a situation where a couple of the other competitors weren't really a fan of yours. Did that make it difficult behind the scenes, also in the team competition for you?
To some extent, I think everybody is there to compete, so they understand, you know, coming out of the gate in that way. And, you know, it did it pose some challenges for sure, though.
Yeah, you were definitely one of the stronger competitors, I think, in the group that made it to the final 12. But you found yourself in a situation during the elimination challenge yesterday. You made a big mistake. Can you walk us through what happened?
I mean, first of all, just to say, I'm not a baker. So I was going into that challenge at a disadvantage for sure. But what happened was I forgot to put sugar in the actual cake batter.
And then you found a way to kind of rebound from that, something that actually ended up impressing the judges a little bit. What made you think of soaking the cake in the simple syrup?
I think it was an act of desperation, you know? I was like, I need to get sugar into the cake somehow, and a simple syrup seemed to be the way to go.
Well, I mean, it worked out in the case that when you finally got to having the cake, it didn't quite look like the example that was out there, but you were complimented on how good it was. Do you think that if it wasn't for the accident dropping a few layers of the cake there, do you think you would be here on the phone with me right now?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately it was a replication challenge, and, you know, though my cake tasted good, it didn't look right. And I think you're right. Had I put in a few more layers of cake, I think I still would have been in the competition.
A tough loss. Felt really bad watching yesterday, seeing you just don't never want to see a competition end that way, where somebody goes out for something that it wasn't really in their control. What's next for you now? You're a software salesman full time. Is that correct?
Correct. You know, I'm still going to keep doing my job, but I'm doing pop-up dinners with the other two guys from BC. We've got one coming up next week, and we're hoping to do a whole bunch more through the summer. So I'm going to keep cooking.
That's fantastic. Well, best of luck, Kagan. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Awesome. Thank you so much.